Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
And his own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and careless, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
I spit that wonder rhyme.
Yo, what is up, fellas? After a long wait and multiple technical screw-ups on our behalf, we are finally here. SSL Weekly is back. Myself, GCK, J-Turk, to some of y'all, J-Turk, 214, to all the new owner of the Denver Broncos. And here with me, I have Steps, who is the, I'll let him give his own introduction, actually. Steps?
Cypher Simile, owner of the Chicago Bears, a.k.a. Alshon Jeffrey is a button. You already know. What's good? What's going on, fellas? Finally, we are here. It's about that time, Turk, man. It's about that time.
Yeah, about that time. All right, so what we're here for, you know, give y'all a little rundown of what we're trying to accomplish with this show. I know a lot of y'all remember how it used to be or what it was about at the beginning. For those of y'all who have been around for a really long time, y'all do remember the show. At one point, it was really informative for the league. It gave a lot of updates for what was going on around the league for those who may not, you know, didn't have the time to keep up with it day in and day out. They were only able to maybe play their games and get an update in every once in a while. What me and Steps are trying to get done is we're trying to be that bridge for those people who are not around in the parties for day in, day out, to give score updates, good games that happen over the week or whatever. We're pretty much just trying to bridge that gap. We're going to give score updates. Like I said, we're gonna let people know about games of the week, all things to that nature. We really won't be that slanderous on this show. We will have guests from time to time. I know for a fact the commissioner Q is willing to step in on certain weeks and just, you know, serve as a third host. We are gonna have weekly third hosts, you know, just put someone in to come in and be. Just another voice to hear on the show, per se. Steph, you got anything else you want to add?
Nah, man, you pretty much covered everything. I mean, essentially, you know, we are trying to give you guys a real product. I mean, no offense to the last show, of course. The last show was awesome. It was funny. It was great. And we're going to have funny moments on this show as well. But mainly, what we're trying to look for, we're trying to give you guys the real. We're trying to give you guys league information, league news, league talk, just stuff actually pertaining to the league that's going to help give you guys a little more digest when it comes to what's going on in the SFL in general. So a little switch up, but it's going to be great, man. Just happy to start it up. We're about to get it in.
Most definitely. So we're gonna move on. We're gonna get like a little preseason content in, even though we haven't started the season as of yet. Steph, so really just want to ask you, what do you think about the game so far? Cause got a couple of weeks under our belt with the game. Just trying to see what you think about it so far. What's picking at you as for pause as far as, like, you know, just certain things with the gameplay.
All right, well, you know, overall, I like it. I like the game. It's been a minute since I've been able to actually sit here and say I'm enjoying playing Madden. Of course, there's a few things here and there that are kind of like, you know, little nuances that are kind of messed up. But, you know, I feel like it's a good step in the right direction. A couple of things I just noticed. You know, I noticed the run game. The run game's a lot more difficult. You're not just going to be what they call it, Kenmore-ing around. You know, that's for some people that are brand new, you know, sitting there using the spin cycle, the spin button, because, you know, that used to be the instant cutback, you know, and it was easy, quick, nice little juke move to use. also, you know, it makes you think about, you know, certain lanes you're running in and just, you know, the different types of player that you're using. Just, you know, you're not going to have that many 100-yard, 200-yard rushing games because the defenses play so much better against the run. Another thing I got, passing game is difficult. But man, once you get it covered, once you actually learn how to do the passing game, your offense, man, can be stellar. It really can be, man. There's just so much to the passing game, and there's a lot of – I'll say the defenses react a lot better to the pass, but at the same time, these receivers, they make some great plays on the football in this Madden. They really do.
Yeah, they do.
Pass blocking is really dependent upon the pass blockers. Like, if you don't have a good line, you're not going to shine. You're not going to do any kind of damage. Your play fakes, you're probably going to be busted for the most part. Things I've noticed just from running a fantasy league with Turk here, just having a great O-line in that, and then coming back to the Bears, it's night and day. You know, I'm not having that time in the pocket like I did on the fantasy league when I have all these 80s and 90s versus having these 60s and 70s. So this year is very important. It's going to be real important to have a solid O-line. Two more things I got. Wide receivers drop a lot of passes when they're like if they're catching traffic's not high. You know, receiver catch the football, get clocked, usually they're going to drop the football. Last couple of Maddens, you wasn't really seeing that. This Madden, yeah, you'll see even your best player get cracked and he'll drop that football. So it makes you think about where exactly you're going to place the football at, how you're going to place it, where you're going to lead them, so that you can keep your receiver safe and they can actually catch the football and hold on to it. Last thing I got, speed kills, man. Speed kills in this Madden. But I tell you what's underrated, height. Height is underrated in this Madden, man. You get yourself a tall receiver with some decent jumping ability and that's got some good catching ability, man, it's almost money, man. It's almost money all day. But like I said, man, overall, this is a solid, solid game of Madden. Very solid, man. I'm enjoying it, Terry. How about yourself?
I actually am enjoying it. Give me 1 second, though. We got another caller on the line. I believe it is the Commissioner Q. Let me see if I can get him on the line. Let's see what we got going. There you go. Yo, Q.
Buenos dias.
Hola.
Can you hear me?
How are you doing?
All right, cool.
Yes, we can hear you. We got you.
Listening to you guys.
We have
congratulations on getting the show off the ground.
Man, he almost crashed and burned.
That's crazy.
We almost crashed and burned. Yo, Q, since you're on the line, same question that I asked Steps. What is your early impressions of the game so far?
Without divulging too much information, a good shot in the arm. Madden has been steadily improving, you know, with each installment of the franchise. It's been getting a little bit better, a little bit better constantly, like, you know, in small increments. But I think this one, the improvement is not just in a small increment. Like, across the board, there's a lot for them to be proud of. They could have did a little bit more with the fourth defender that they advertised because it's not in every formation. But that's another story for another day. But it's a lot to be proud of.
Gotcha. Me, myself, personally, the one thing that's killing me is you got to have a quarterback. Oh, my God, I am living and dying by Paxton Lynch until I can build his stats up. That you gotta have a good quarterback. You screw the offensive line at this point. I mean, you still need one. It's gonna help you. It's gonna help you tremendously. But if that quarterback cannot put them passes on the money, I'm talking about missing routine throws. But he can make the difficult ones at times that it don't even make sense. It's gonna kill you. Like I'm suggesting that I may average, let's say, by 15 points a game, hoping that my defense averages only gives up 13 a game, which is possible.
It is. Definitely is.
So, Yeah, with that being said, so, yo, Q, so how you feeling about the league this year? What's the feeling amongst in the air? Feeling like it's gonna be an exciting year.
I'll be completely truthful tonight. It hasn't been tumultuous. It should translate well.
You have to define that.
A good group of guys. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
Define that for.
All right. So, it shouldn't be a rocky situation. It shouldn't be overly difficult. It shouldn't really be any issues. We've got a good group of core guys. The new guys that are being scrimmaged should adjust well if scrimmaged enough, and that's what I'm emphasizing right now. And like the vision that I have with everybody being able to contribute and, you know, doing their part and this radio show's part, so kudos to you guys. Everybody can do their part and build with that on top of a sim gameplay. We should have a great year. And that'll dictate how many seasons we run.
I can definitely agree with that. I am looking forward to it. This is one of the very few years besides the first year I joined the SFL where I was actually excited for the beginning of the season. Definitely with the fact that I'm actually trying to put my hand, well, pause. I'm trying to have my hand on a little bit more stuff around the league in order to get participation up and, you know, make sure that the league looks good to those who are outside. Another thing that I'm actually myself that I'm going to try to work on is starting to get people to post either in father leagues more or on the boards, but I don't know if we really necessarily use the boards anymore. That just kind of seems like a place to pull people from OS at this point. But that is something that I am looking to work on here in the future. What about you, Steps? What do you think about the league so far? Like the feeling of.
I feel like the competition is definitely going to be up this year versus past seasons, past iterations of Madden. It seems like every other team I played against, whether it be the Bengals out there, whether it be the Falcons right here, the Broncos right here, I played against the Browns the other day. I feel like every game I played has come down to the wire, you know, against people I thought, you know, would stand no chance against me. And then other teams I thought, man, I would stand no chance against, you know, they were close games. And, you know, I feel like just the talent gap is definitely different starting off this Madden. I feel like most Maddens is like that, but this Madden especially. I feel like because there's this new learning curve because of the new features of Madden, the new feel of Madden, I feel like it's going to allow other people to really be more competitive than the usual suspects, so to say. So it's going to be nice parity. I think just the fact that we have a lot of new owners that are using good squads and, you know, we have other owners that are, you know, a little bit on the more experienced side, veterans, if you could say, that may have squads that are depleted or may have squads that are not as talented, you know, that talent, it matters. It definitely matters. And you can definitely see it in the way these players run around the field and how they make plays. So regardless of talent level, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle, and I'm expecting to see some great things this Madden, expecting to see some new things. So we'll see what happens, man. We will. We'll see.
All right. I like that. So with that said, let's dig into some early season predictions. I know we'll get to Q last. He actually already posted some of what he thought so far in the WhatsApp. For those of y'all who are, well, it's probably not likely that you're listening to this if you don't have WhatsApp. But if somehow, some way, you're listening to this and you're in the league and you're not on WhatsApp, then you should probably get a hold of the WhatsApp and so you can keep up with the everyday league activities. But back to my original questions. Actually, I think I answered first early season predictions. Just really and truly, teams likely owners that you think will make the Super Bowl. Me myself, I'm gonna go out on a limb. I don't want to do this, but I'm gonna say Q. So far, Q has a nice hold on the game so far, offensively and defensively. I played him about 3 times now. Every time it was very ugly. He likes to use my defense as the litmus test. I will also say AC. I have not been able to run a full game with AC as of yet, but the game that we did run, he actually had some pretty good stuff going. Think that he's going to be all right as usual. AC is a tough veteran in the league, so I pretty much write him in for about every season having a chance to make the Super Bowl. And my wild card, as far as making Super Bowl this year, I'm gonna have to go with Mitch. I've heard some great things coming out of Mitch's camp. I think Mitch got it. I think Mitch got it. Goins may not agree, but Mitch might make that Super Bowl and make the other 6 guys mad.
Now, Mitch is the Cleveland Browns. Goins is the Baltimore Ravens, just so you guys know. It's a real rivalry.
What about you, Steps? What do you think, just early Super Bowl predictions?
Well, I don't feel like you can do an early Super Bowl prediction without saying LB's name at least once. So I'm really surprised that you didn't say his name, but I got you. Don't worry about it. LB probably going to be one of the usual suspects in the AFC. I mean, you know, he's one of the vets, the big-time vets, you know, so to say. So I feel like he'll be one of them. Every time I play Q, it's, you know, it's some kind of offensive show. You know, he has a feel for the offense that is just different from any other user I've played against. My wild card. Hey, this will surprise a lot of people, man. JD and those Colts, man. I don't know, man. He's got the feel for it over there, man. He runs that offense. Those receivers get off the line really quick. He's very quick and decisive with his throws. He's thrown 400 against me. He's thrown 400 against Q. I don't know how he's done against everybody else, but Andrew Luck is a savage with JD. I don't know if it's a match made in heaven or whatever, man. It's solid over there. So who knows, man? Who knows if JD can maybe string one together and make a nice little playoff run, hit a Super Bowl. Who knows? It's possible.
That's pretty funny. Q, you have the floor, sir.
What do you want, the predictions? And, first off, put some respect on Mitch's name. Let me see. I haven't played everybody. Like, I just played.
I haven't either.
Mars, but we didn't get a chance to finish. Marv is always going to be a threat. And that Cardinals squad is loaded. And
speaking of.
I was going to say, speaking of Marv, there was a
nice conversation that happened in the chat the other day where somebody completely discredited Marv's accomplishment. I'm not going to say who it was, but they're on the show right now. And they completely discredited Marv's accomplishment and said that he would win the division every season. Do you find that to be true as well? I don't.
You want to know if I agree with that? I think it was a great troll tactic. Given the fact that B's receivers can't catch a cold at the moment, and I think you kind of almost geared toward Marvin to win the division right now, but you can't count B out because he'll broker some type of deal and get some offensive, you know, receiving or pass catching threat that can even out the playing field. And let's be honest, it's only a matter of time before he realizes or learns how to use Gurley at his completely cheesy potential. And then it's an even playing field at that point. So you gotta count Mars. You always gotta count B. I mean, it's like the champions. Yeah, you can never count out OB. Things seem to go in his favor. I heard Turk earlier like, when Steps brought up his name, but six championships says you should never count him out. That's a Snapple top fact.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had to pick a random guy to make the Super Bowl outside
right.
of the people that I just named, I'll give you three names. This is going to sound crazy coming from me. I'll give you Krim. Mm.
Six.
Don't get going upset. I'll give you Mitch.
Okay.
And by some stroke of luck, no, I'm just playing. The third person will be Steph. Until Turk gets an offense. Once Turk gets an offense, then he's immediately one of the top three threats in the AFC. That defense is stupid.
It's broken stupid. It really is.
I don't know. This offense, though.
Now, hold on. Let me interject real quick. Since Marvin was brought up, let me quickly hit on that, and then we can move on. So real quick, with Marvin, never did I discredit him, but I still stand by my statement of saying that B will win that division yearly. But check me out, though. It is not bad to be a yearly wild card. I'm essentially saying you're going to be in the playoffs year in and year out, whether it's an 11-6 record or you got a 12-5 record. You're going to be in the playoffs
12
regardless.
12-4.
12-4, whatever. It's the same numbers, except for just
trying to
whatever. Essentially,
but
what
if
I'm
you
saying
did ask
is
me who was
going to
win year one, I'd probably say Mars.
And right, and
just
the reason being because
personnel.
he has the personnel, exactly. But Fitz is going to be gone soon. Palmer's going to be gone soon. He's got some old players on that defense. Despite the fact that he does have the best PP21, I mean, he's got the talent for sure. But if he doesn't – this is how I see it. Honestly, if he doesn't win year one, then I'll definitely stand by my statement. I'll definitely stand by it. And I won't even budge from it, not even the slightest bit. Because I feel like his players are going to drop off a mountain, especially if what LB reported to the league – about losing -2 speed and whatever else you may lose after age 29, if that really happens, then it's going to be a world of hurt for Mar for a little bit until he starts to gather his talent back up. And who knows how long that'll take. So I still stand by it. But at the same time, Marv is a savage. Marv is not to be messed with. Marv is probably going to win he's probably going to win 75% of his games, if not more, 80%. I'll say that. He's going to win most of his games. I just don't think he'll be better than B. And I'm going to leave it at that. Much love,
Mark.
I got love for you, bro.
Okay, so I'm glad we got to touch on that, Paul. I guess the next thing, just any advice that you guys have to the new owners as far as, like, just being in the league or what to expect from the league. I guess I'll let since Stubbs just got done, we'll let Q speak because Q probably has way more to say than we do. I'll actually go first. The only thing that I would have to really say is to try to bring something new to the table. There, once upon a time, there was a guy by the name of Super Seahawk who was in the league who actually had a really good idea, but it kind of facepalmed because it wasn't received that well. He actually tried to go out of his way to make an actual video show where he actually into a webcam and showed clips of games. I think it was of games, wasn't it? If I remember correctly.
I think it was
this,
and recaps.
Yeah, it was recaps of games that he tried to show. And I don't think they may have just been the ones directly for his game, or he may have recreated like highlights from other games. I don't remember it correctly, but he went out of his way to make a video, like a live video recap of what happened in the SFL that week. And I thought it was a great idea. It wasn't received that well by some, but it was still a genius idea. That's what we're kind of looking for in the league at this point, someone to bring something new to the table and keep people interested and engaged, so that thirst mongering for, oh, is it the next week yet? So you can just get in and play your games. Like the whole day of trying to play four games in 1 week is kind of, well, not saying that was happening, but there were times that I was realizing I had played like three bad games in 1 week. And that's a little outlandish. If you have extra content to hold you over, then that necessarily shouldn't be happening when you're wanting to play three games in 1 week. Like, that's ridiculous. So, but that's my say on it.
Remember that one guy who created the magazine covers? Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool. We did have
that was a dope idea,
too. And they got posted on the boards. Yeah. Yep, I do remember that.
Yeah, that was a great idea, man. Those covers were really well done, too, for just some Madden pictures, man. They were really well done.
All right. Steps, do you got anything you want to give the new owners, any type of words of advice?
Let's see. Man, definitely ask questions. Man, there's no such thing as a dumb question, man. The admins haven't been officially assigned yet, but just if you know somebody's been in the league for a minute and you got a question, man, just go ahead and ask, man. It's better to ask than to actually just go out there and do some stupid stuff and then get in trouble. Switch it up, man. Turk was saying, man, just definitely switch it up. Be different, you know, bring something to the table. And that's outside of the gameplay and in the gameplay as well. Within the gameplay, I mean, make sure your play calling is not predictable. You know, you're not calling the same formations. You're not running the same routes and, you know, stuff like that, man. Make it a fun experience, but at the same time, you play to win. You know what I'm saying? So, and then get your games in on time. That's simple and easy, man. Don't be that guy we're waiting for every week to get a game in. You know, it makes people upset. You're going to see a lot of thirst in the chat. You see a lot of people like off with his head, you know, pause, but you know, it holds the league back, and you know, in its glory of being fast paced sometimes and, you know, actually just getting games in, knocked out, bow, bow, bow. You know, it's good to have that thirst sometimes. And then when it is there and it's good, you don't want to be the person to just knock it off the table. And then that's right. Pretty much it, man. Just have fun. Have fun and don't take it too seriously. Be a good, you know, be a good loser if you lose, and be a nice winner if you win. You know, just don't be sitting here just screaming on people because you took a L or you took a fade or somebody put up a couple extra points you ain't won or something. I mean, just play a game, man. Play a game.
Yeah. Gotcha. Before we turn it over to Q, because I think Q has a lot to say, one additional thing that I have to add in is actually make sure you get on top of your assignments. It's a little bit different in the CFM this year, where it's not like they just throw all of the players up there and you just sign them whenever. But make sure you stay on top of your assignments. Because you have cats who will let their team go to the wayside behind the fact that they just wasn't paying attention to their signings, and that's how the quote-unquote parity is, you know, uneven in the league, because these guys will fall into free agency, and those who are active, they just have the shot of picking them up, and then the person leaves, and it's hard for the next person to come in and try to maintain that squad, because all of their key players have been let go to free agency because the person before them just literally played the games and did not care about the front office stuff with the team. So that's my That's another one. And turn it over to Q. Pretty sure he has a couple of things he wants to say.
It's you guys going on, so I'll follow it. For the new guys, you should try and find, to piggyback off of the previous statement, find guys that are here, know the rules, the ins and outs, and just do your best to get acclimated to the league. If you fully immerse yourself in the league and what's expected of you, you really shouldn't have any issues. Respond favorably when a veteran or an admin critiques you. It's basically to help you. You know, nobody likes losing. Like, losing is not fun, but you should be learning from it. I do enjoy hearing the newer guys saying, oh, well, season one, I'm going to win a Super Bowl. Mind you, I've heard this a few times. And I commend them for that attitude. But best of luck to you. But if that does not work, then you shouldn't be raging. Because if you're going to set yourself up for success, you must also be ready for failure. So another idea that Tug ran across was to contribute. Power rankings, team articles, and I'll just say Krim is really good at that, and a lot of his work goes unnoticed. So shout out to Krim in that aspect. But articles, team pages, power rankings, preseason predictions, things of that nature. Even how you brought up Super. Like, that was a good idea, but it was one of those things where it was the right thing at the wrong time. So if that could be resurrected in a sense, that would be ideal. You guys, just pause, keep your head down, and work diligently and do the best you can, and you're pretty much guaranteed to have a fun Madden experience, a good cycle, because it's about having fun at the end of the day. It's not about being like a dictatorship or anything like that. It's a good group of cool guys that actually enjoy Madden and like the atmosphere this time around, this particular cycle, is more enthusiastic than any Madden that I can remember. You know, so I'll leave it there and let you guys go back into, you know, your particular show.
All right, appreciate that, Q. I actually think that's going to do it. We're going to wrap it up. I'm going to take it around.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Actually, how much time do you have left? Because I was supposed to talk about something, and I just remembered that.
Oh no! Go ahead. We got time. We didn't get the free one. We bought. We paid money. We got all the time we need.
Hey, ballers. This is pretty much been a really good informative show. Hopefully, you guys can keep this rolling. We'll have an additional show, but once the league starts, we'll get that out of the way. It'll be structured, but a little bit more loose. But this way, I think, will be a necessity. You know, Rob is a moron, by the way. What I was alluding to earlier. So, like, shout out to Brian in advance. Brian is like the stat guy. Like, you know, everybody does their part and everything like that. Everybody does something that's kind of unique, whether you know it or not, and most people do stuff and they don't really get credit for it. So I'll just walk you through the thought process at the moment. So the idea that we're flirting with right now, and this is what I was alluding to earlier, I'll give you an example. So the good folks at Tipperon, actually shout out John White, have given the commission the tools to edit, you know, things of that nature. So let's say, God forbid, we have an owner leave and his team, like all his best players are about to go into free agency. No new owner that's about to join the league is going to want to take that team, right? I think that's safe to say. It's happened before, right? Basically, I can go in and prevent those said players from hitting free agency. So the idea that I'm thinking right now is, you understand what I'm saying? Like, basically,
yeah,
bring the contract
right
length back a year, let them get in, pause, and then decide who they want to keep and who to hit free agency and things like that. That's a way to keep teams from, you know, falling into the ground and preventing huge bidding wars in free agency. But back to my original point, the speed threshold is going to prove key. I don't know if you guys know it or not. So the idea that we were talking about, and this is where you would have to do your own research. It has not been approved yet, but it's just something that has been discussed. I'll give you an example. Let's say Leonard Floyd. Let's use Leonard Floyd, right? Let's say he has, say he ran like a 4.8 40, just to give you an example, at his combine. And then at his pro day, he ran like a 4.5, which is significantly better, right? But on Madden, his speed is like 78. Naturally, your fastest time would be like whatever your best time is. You would want your speed to mirror that. So as the owner, you would take those facts and you would bring them to the administration. We would just cross-reference those facts. And then if it's, you know, deemed accurate, you would get an appropriate speed boost per se to accommodate for your fastest time as we start the league. But we would limit this to maybe one or two players per team and the owners, because it's way too much work for me to do. The owners of each team, if you think your player was inaccurately rated in a certain aspect, I just use speed as an example, you would do your homework, present the facts, we would check them out, and then you may get a boost, you may not, depending on what's going on. But if we go that route, like per se with speed, we'll have a chart to accommodate what 40 times indicate or represent what speed. You get what I'm saying? So that's an idea that we're flirting with, because everybody's upset. And that's something we're working on now. There's too much to write in the chat. I guess I'll leave that as the sample for right now. I'll let you continue with what you were doing. But after, I guess, Gomes, if he gets a couple of questions in or whatever, and if you have time, I'd like for Steps to kind of, because we had a conversation not too long ago where he explained his Mount Rushmore. I think if he could explain that to the league, it kind of brings out the prestige of the league, per se. But with that, I'm done.
Okay. That was a lot. That was a lot. That was a lot of good information. I hope everybody in the chat and the WhatsApp ends up listening to this so they'll know what you meant earlier by the empowerment of the player. I believe that had something to do with that, correct? So, yeah, let's see what Gomes is talking about. Gomes, Minnesota Vikings owner, probably calling in to cry about his injury that happened to him earlier. Let's see. Yo, Gomes, you are live. What is up, man?
Yo, what up? I'm on the SFL radio show right now.
Oh, my
Yeah, God. You don't have to talk like Jesse Pinkman, man.
Well, I got one message for Andrew. Pack is over there. Sees Teddy Bridgewater's leg hanging off. Who do you boys think is going to take my division this year?
Oh, that's a good question. Honestly, Steps. With Teddy Bridgewater's leg hanging in place, pause, it was still going to be steps. Unless you've been doing something with your offense behind the scenes, I'm still going to say steps. I'm gonna go steps one, you two, least the who the Lions. Is there a Lions owner?
Going to be a new owner, yeah.
It'll be
well,
a new owner.
You guys should know that I upgraded from my cover three defense, so I should be able to bring more defensive looks this year. Maybe win a Super Bowl.
Not worried about it. It's not the defense,
goals.
Sir. It's not the defense
goals. Well, just so all those owners know, I'm looking for a trade. I need a quarterback. You can have Bridgewater if you want.
There you go. You can have a pawned off, broken in half Bridgewater for God knows
said
what.
People can't be moved.
And that is very true, actually. That is very true. Bones, do you have another question?
I do not. Got to get back to smoking my weed. You guys keep doing your thing. I'll talk to you later.
God bless you, Bones. God bless you.
All right, Bones. Be easy, man.
Bye.
Congrats, Turtle. You've officially made it.
All right, Gomes is out of here. I hope I hung Gomes up. I don't know if that was the right person, but hello? Okay. It was Gomes. Oh, show me if I hung the right person up. Okay. Woo, man. Moving on. Okay, so before we let Steps get to that, actually, Steps, go ahead. Go ahead and explain what you were talking about. We have about 7 minutes.
We have about 3 minutes, my good sir.
We're gonna have to move that one to the next show then.
Tune in to the next show. Y'all will hear about this Mount Rushmore. Y'all gonna hate me. Y'all gonna love me. It don't matter. Y'all gonna hear it though. Next show.
Okay. Q, what about you? Anything to say closing?
No. I look forward to you guys actually hosting more shows and having appropriate times and actually meeting those times.
Yeah, it's still early. We got this. But moving on, in closing, we hope that y'all like the show. Like I said, we were going to be really informative based. We're not going to try to slander too much. We will let people call in, you know, just like Gomes did just now. That was pretty cool of him to call in and get his little jab off at Leaf and all that great nonsense. But next week's episode, the episode that we're going to have before the season actually starts, it'll be, we'll probably have the voting topics on there. A lot of people have been talking about in the chat when is the voting going to come up and what are we voting on. So we'll try to gather up those voting topics and have those out there for you guys. We'll have the rules. We'll go over 90 seconds. We have the rules. We'll have the rules to go over with you guys, the key rules. A lot of you guys, if you haven't read the rules, you need to go over to OS and check them out or check them on Pawsy League, Daddy League. Also, we'll have our first guest on here if Q's not able to join us. So if you want to be on here with us talking it up, next time we probably won't be this long-winded. Just hit us up and we can get you on the show.
Yeah, just give us a shout, man. Give us a shout.
And you'll have administrators. All of them will be listed.
Yes. Oh, and we'll have an administrator list, so there's that. It was Turk. This is Turk with the Denver Broncos, had Steps, Chicago Bears, and Commissioner Q, who is the Atlanta Falcons. We hope you
six-time champ.
That
jersey.
SFL week.
Easy.
Yeah. Be easy. We out of here.
And his own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
I spit that wonder rhymers, me and my conglomerates shall remain anonymous, caught up in the finest. Get that type of media coverage Obama get, spit that Kurt Vonnegut.